Sounds of Kolache arrived at the Carolina Performing Arts Center stage this Friday in a blur of color and South Asian melodies. The 10-member band is based in Karachi, Pakistan, and is here on tour to expose Americans to music from different cultures. The band's bassist, Seth Abbas, says the purpose of their music is to change people's minds.
We like to break stereotypes. We like to smash stereotypes in the face, actually.
The songs are mostly in Urdu, the national language of Pakistan, but despite the language barrier, Abbas says the song's meanings are still clear.
That's the last thing you'll notice, you know. You'll be taking the words more for a melody than you will be for what they're saying.
Kaid Ahmed is one of the band's four vocalists. He says the audiences so far have been nothing but welcoming.
Back in Washington, D.C., they are like, oh my God, you guys are so amazing. We said, okay, we just tried. If you love our music, that's great. Thank you so much. Give me a hug.
Kim Corzin is the engagement and artistic coordinator for the Carolina Performing Arts. As she says, it was obvious the crowd thoroughly enjoyed the performance.
But the standing ovation at the end was a really great sign of how much the audience had been riding along for the journey.
Despite language or cultural differences, music can bring people together. The bass player, Seth Abbas, says it's all just a matter of perspective.
Although we're from all over the world, if we wanted to, we could be at the same place at any time, It's just a matter of thought process, that's it.
Seth, Kaid, and the rest of Sounds of Kolache have continued on their American tour. But for a little bit, a Pakistani rock band and people from Chapel Hill understood each other. From Chapel Hill, I'm Robin Alunik.